Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. This is episode number 10 of the GVA Way. I'm James Spinelli, the CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. And today we have a very nice episode that's going to talk about GVA Retirement Partners. And I have the head of GVA Retirement Partners, Jason Kell, with us. And I also have David Hopkins, who's the managing partner of North Point Advisor Group, joining us today to talk about how they're utilizing GVA Retirement Partners within their practice. But before we get there, I'd love to hear a little bit of a background about each of you. So Jason, the floor is yours.
Sure. Well, been in the space since 1996. It's only concentrated on retirement plans. It's what I do. You know, I like to tell the advisors of GVA, I'm the conference room table guy. You can be the kitchen table guy. Worked at Vanguard for a number of years, then was the director of service for principal in the Philly region for 5 years, and then the last 20 years been in private independent consulting, and then been part of GVA now. It's been 5 years.
It has been.
So, yeah, coming up, and then we really, you know, starting to get this program rolling, and it's been real nice and great partnership with North Point and the guys over there, and so it's been a great opportunity, and I think we're bringing a lot of value to advisors.
So. Absolutely, yeah, I think so for sure. So, David, why don't you give us a little bit of a background about yourself and North Point Advisor Group?
Yeah, well, I started my career in 2008, actually at Principal Financial Group. So, Jason and I have a little crossing of the. Mm-hmm. Of the paths there. And then in 2014, found Great Valley, went independent, and formulated North Point Advisor Group with Mike Dolezal. And we're about 20 strong between advisors and staff, and have offices in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And we really focus not only on retirees, but small business owners, and that inevitably gets us into the retirement plan space.
So much.
And really, frankly, with what GVA and GVA Retirement Partners continue to do, and I think I talk to Jason almost every week at this point. So we got him on speed dial, and it's just been a godsend.
I'm a little upset about that because I don't get to talk to David every week, because I think he talks to you every week instead of me. But let's talk about how, you know, David, when you were figuring out what you were going to do with the 401k business, because you were technically running everything under North Point Advisor Group at one time, right?
Yep.
Jason was not in the picture.
Correct.
What made you decide that you needed that, I guess, consulting or that extra assistance when working with it, because the wealth management piece was really taking off for you there, and you're like, hey, we need to start looking at the 401k. So what was the deciding factor?
Yeah, I would say the businesses that we were working with, their businesses were getting more complicated. Their planning needs from an offering standpoint was getting more complicated. What we needed to deliver to participants on the participant level was getting more, we need to get more in depth with that. Yeah. And so Secure Act 2.0, I mean, just kind of a perfect storm of several things that got us thinking, you know what, having somebody with Jason's skill set that is just a wealth of knowledge and, you know, frankly, also his bedside manner. That was the pleasant surprise there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason is very, very, very good with clients. And you know, when you're kind of introducing folks to your client relationships, you want knowledge and you want expertise. Mm-hmm. Those are table stakes.
Yeah.
And with Jason, you get that, and you get just this calmness in, frankly, what can be a little chaotic for our plan sponsors.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Welcome. And you feel, and I feel like it gives you the confidence that knowing things are getting, like, you're checking the boxes, right? Yep. You're making sure that for that plan, everything is being accomplished and delivered to the company that you're working for, right?
Absolutely.
So, Jason, from your standpoint, tell us about how that integration went with Northpointe, right? You started working with them, how you were introduced to the clients, and was it through phone calls? Obviously, you probably set up time to speak with them.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, obviously, I think, you know, one of the, you know, COVID, but I think was a godsend for us and what we want to do, because to be able to meet virtually with people and then, you know, basically now it being an acceptable thing to do.
Sure.
So it's, that was really kind of ideal. So it was 2 years ago when we initially started talking, and they had a pretty good sized block that they were servicing. And so for each one, it, you know, it's a little different intro on other ones. You know, there were some, like we were saying, very complicated control group issues, all this others to, again, very small plans, very easy.
Yes.
So it was kind of like, you know, we sat down and kind of, you know, would discuss each one and how best to have that introduction on that. And, you know, every time, you know, it went great. I think it was just such a good value add for Northpointe to basically say, as, you know, whenever we had the meetings, and again, they had a lot of great longstanding relationships. I mean, you know, so that was like solidified. And then, you know, the way David would introduce me is like, hey, this is something that's, again, not costing you anything extra, but now you're going to have kind of this, you know, higher level of service and, again, higher level of, you know, consulting.
Sure.
To where, you know, when I would come in, you know, we would discuss, you know, what the plan's been doing. And again, they've done a good job with a lot of plans, but like David was saying, you know, with Secure 2.0 and being able to explain it and then look at the plan design and, you know, all the different carriers that they were with, you know, everyone was a little different in the introduction. And that's kind of something that, you know, we've talked about, is like, you know, what is the offering that we're providing to the advisors? And, you know, I like to think it's not like, you know, here's our 10-step process. Everything's going to be different.
Sure.
Every advisor works a little different. It's like, just between, you know, the way that Mike and you work, you know, you know, two different, you know, kind of ways, you know, very similar, you know, but it becomes to where,
yeah, it's variable a little bit, right?
It's
a little bit more customized.
Yeah, yeah. And, so and like certain ones, you know, it's a more familiar process with them. Others, it's very formal, you know, for that. So it is, you know, I think is what David was saying is, you know, you got to be able to do both.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. And I think one of the big factors I would think in your eyes is you have Jason, who is strictly focused on the 401k.
Yes.
Right. You don't have to worry about someone raising their hand saying, hey, you know what? I'm looking to work with an advisor. Can we work together and do that? Right. The idea is that, you know, Jason, you're there to do the 401k, the education, making sure everything is getting accomplished. Right. And then Northpointe still is in the forefront of, we're going to provide you with that retirement planning, that full retirement planning. Hey, this is how this whole ecosystem is working for us.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that experience, right? Are you seeing it translate a little bit?
We are. And, you know, we're, as we speak, we're enhancing our plan participant education and wellness for our plan sponsors. And frankly, that we weren't able to do because we were so in the weeds with the things that Jason is now handling for us.
Sure.
And because we all have capacity and time issues and resource issues. So that's been a very big thing for us. And that allows us to create more meaningful engagement for plan participants. And business owners hear that. They get that. That goes right to the top. So having a best-in-class plan offering through what you guys are doing and what Jason brings to the table every day, that elevates everything.
Sure.
You know, kind of that old saying that how you do everything is how you do anything.
Yeah.
And it was just seeing that, having the foresight, you guys having the foresight to put the program together, us having the foresight to understand what our limitations were.
Yes.
And it just was a perfect match.
That's great. So when thinking about how you're working with the plan participants, how you're working with these organizations, what technology are you using that would be helpful for folks to hear a little bit more about, that would put together maybe overview of the plan, background of the plan? What are we using?
So through Broadridge, they have the firm, fiduciary investment research management program, and then they also have FI360. They were already utilizing FI360. Perfect. So, you know, that was just as simple as just migrating everything over into a different account. But then we'll use RFP benchmarking.
Yep.
From a plan design standpoint, you know, there's not much technology on that. That's just more, you know, reading through everything. But the big one, I think, technology that we can offer is one, not just on the servicing, but like from a prospecting standpoint. So we also use this program called Rextrema.
Yes.
That is through Larkspur, which allows us to analyze 5,500 plans of prospects or current plans, and then basically benchmark them against either industry-related companies or similar sizes. So it's a really nice tool that we've used with a couple other advisors where they're like, hey, you know, I've got this prospect, so I'm able to go through and see what the problems are.
Sure.
Before really having a conversation with the client.
So you can approach it from a different angle. Yeah.
And so that I think works great. And, you know, it's something I want to encourage all our advisors, you know, if they have somebody out there who, you know, maybe it's not a real warm lead, but they've got a contact, you know, let me know and I can run this report for them.
Sure.
To basically say, hey, here's your plan. Here's how it's scoring in relation to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of helps get their foot in the door and then allow me to come in and really talk about, you know, why do you offer the 401k, you know, retain, recruit, attract, reward, and all of that. And then to compare them so that they've got an idea of what else is going on in there. Is their plan competitive?
Yep.
Because
as an employer, I mean, that's a huge factor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You want to have a competitive plan. You want to make sure that you're offering the best benefits for your employees.
Absolutely.
And that's like one of the number one factors. So before we just, you know, wrap this up, is there anything else that you'd want to say about how this partnership has worked or anything around North Point Advisor Group or GBA Retirement Partners? We'll start with you here.
So, I mean, I think it's been a, you know, match made in heaven for it because, you know, they understood the need for, you know, have somebody to handle all the HR related functions, you know, to be able to talk to the CFO, CEO, and then the office manager, and to kind of handle all those problems so that, you know, they're not spending 3 hours researching something. It's generally probably something I probably know what the answer is, but, you know.
Three? Geez, that'd be short.
But I think the biggest value add to advisors, GBA, is basically it's going to give them time back. And then allow them to really work, you know, what an advisor, why they want a 401k plan is for the financial planning opportunities, you know, all up and down the board.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when I get, you know, and I'll take participant calls, I have no problem talking, you know, helping out with education when it's needed, mm-hmm. but it really allows the advisors to do what they do, that individual planning, you know, and again, it's where, you know, I'm dangerous with that,
yes.
But I don't want to do it. You know, I like my bubble. I want to stay in my bubble and, you know, help other advisors to, you know, go out and get
like
more business.
I like the bubble.
Don't pop the bubble.
I like that.
Bubble.
Stay in that
bubble. I like employee benefit, retirement plans. I know the language, you know, but I think it just, you know, helps them to go out and market.
Correct. It makes you the subject matter expert when it comes to that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
that's
value.
Really good. That's the value you bring. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know if I've told Jason this or even you, James, but, after these we're going full steam ahead. This is going to be ingrained in our culture and how we're moving forward with our plan sponsors. The next step for us is what this program has given us is the confidence to grow our plan business. Mm-hmm. That is a natural introduction to the serial retirees that are making good decisions and want some guidance above and beyond the 401k. After those introductions, called plan sponsors. I said, do you like that Jason guy? And they go, yeah, every time, never got a no. And that was the feel good that
it
was the right decision. And I don't think I told you that until just now. So I checked after every single call. And so that, in fact, yes. And, you know, the time aspect, you know, one of the things that I talk to my team and frankly our clients about, I mean, I call them the three T's. There's task, team, and time. There are a million tasks to do.
Yes.
Whether it's a family, a business, an offering, I don't care what it is, we all have a million things to do. We got those tasks. We all know in a healthy relationship, if you got a team, it could be a spouse, it could be your colleagues, it could be any type of working relationship, client advisor, whatnot. So you need that strength and team.
Yeah.
This team, our team got stronger because of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave back time, you know, the precious commodity of life. Yeah. We don't know how much we have. We want to maximize it. We want to, you know, make sure that we are utilizing that to the best of our ability. And our clients want that too.
Yeah.
And so it just creates everything that everybody needs.
Yeah. That's great. Well, we're going to wrap this up. And David, thank you for joining us again today. And Jason, thanks for being on the GVA Way, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.